Greetings, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Look, I'm reluctant to let the sleigh bells finish.
Oh, don't let them finish. Let them
go through your bit as well.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Zoe. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Actually, look.
They're a bit insistent.
Yeah, they're a bit insistent. Now you just still get the hots from that Prince song.
No.
What was the name of the song again? Anyway. Hi, Zoe. How you going?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yes.
Good.
What a lovely day. How lovely to see you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Mikey.
Oh, ho, ho. It's a big time in the theatre, isn't it? This is the time when we really get to throw it around on stage.
Well, it's the time where we get to be Christmassy on stage.
I know.
There's a bit of a Christmas theme to it.
That's what I meant, throw it around.
Stage.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know what you meant.
Yeah. So what does the town hold for us?
The town holds for us today the Madonna's Mule, which is a play that's on...
Yep, sure.
That's pretty much the play.
Right.
There's nothing else I need to say. No, it's on at Theatre Pit, 78 Pitt Street, and it's a Christmas farce if you're into a not-so-average nativity story. It's set in northern Sicily. People fearing the new millennium, and can a pregnant woman and an ordinary mule save them all? Who knows? You
what
will
a crazy
if you go
story.
To that show.
What a crazy story.
The New Zealand Herald was so bold as to say it was lively and life-affirming.
Oh, good.
So if you've had a rough year, I'd suggest the Madonna's Mule tonight.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good. Well said. Right. What else?
Home for Christmas. Alberton House, if there are any Downton Abbey fans.
I've had a good time. I've enjoyed Alberton House in the past.
Alberton House is
had
a great
some interesting
great
times
time.
At Alberton House.
If you go to Home for Christmas, you'll be treated to the entertainment of the ghost of music and theatre past, what the grand families of Auckland of yore used to party to at Christmas.
You don't get that opportunity very often. How
no,
cool.
You don't. You can dust off this your old Victorian
Christmas wear.
This
is before there
Christmas
was. This is before. See, a good bit of a good, honest Victorian Christmas could do the world a good, couldn't it?
Couldn't just, agree more,
sit
Mikey.
Up straight.
Sit
don't
up
you
straight.
Children shut up.
Listen to the mandolin. Yes.
Woman, fetch me this. Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well,
up the chimney with your child. Yeah, that
sure.
sort of thing. Yeah.
So yeah, there'll be. I think that's run by Kathy Harrop and Mike Cryer and. You know, you'll experience the entertainment and hospitality of Victorian Auckland at Christmas.
See, Victorian Auckland could be different to the Victorian England that I imagine. So I imagine Auckland might be a little bit more relaxed, you know? The same way we are.
Maybe.
Same way that we're jandals and shorts, sort of, you know, go for a swim out in the afternoon situation. Maybe that's it, yeah. Maybe that makes us a little bit different down here in the Antipodes.
Anyway, go to Home for Christmas. That's today at 7:30 p.m. and that's the... only one. Whereas Madonna's Mule, if you wanted to do both, that's also on tomorrow.
How do you book for the Alberton one? Which is called what again? Sorry?
Home for Christmas. Not entirely sure. My
okay,
advice
look it up.
Would be
use
Google
your brains.
It,
yeah, yeah.
And it'll be on Event Finder online, and you can book through that.
Yeah, that's not.
There'll be links to follow.
If Google's not just breaching all sorts of laws of New Zealand, they're just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, and then Down to Clown. Obviously.
Down to Clown.
That's at the basement, the studio at the basement. That's $12, and that's at 8 p.m.
What's that all about?
That is a lineup of alternative comedy in Auckland. Tonight's theme is The Future is Female. So there's an amazing host. The MC is Louise Bovink, and then a stellar lineup of five comedians who are all cool-ass women.
Have you ever thought about dabbling in the wonderful world of stand-up comedy?
Me?
Mm.
I actually have, but
it's terrifying.
We'll
never, it's scary.
Never do it.
Why not? What sort of a...
Fear.
Yeah, fear.
Fear is keeping me from stand-up comedy, Mikey.
Yes. And,
pure
and,
fear.
And also
and hot shame.
Yeah. Pure hot embarrassment. I just don't want to disappoint that many people, you know?
No. Oh, God, no. Yeah.
I am. I'm my stand-up comedian, so I can do it well. Are you performing anything at the moment? What's your situation?
No, my situation at the moment, I was writing a play about internet safety for 10-year-olds, which was riveting, and then doing
still
playing there,
the Fringe. Still there, that's an important thing to be doing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And you were writing it, you finished writing it or not?
Yeah, that's finished now.
Right, so you're on to the next...
Touring primary schools in 2019.
That's cool, though. What a cool thing you're doing. Do you know what? You never forget that stuff. I remember at primary school when people used to come, they used to do, we used to have these roving. Because, I mean, this was like sort of, and when I was at primary school, it was the 70s.
Oh,
so you imagine,
Lord.
People were pretty relaxed. Like, so you had these sort of like hippie theatre troupes coming through and all just, and being sort of esoteric and just really out there and stuff. And just like, they're weird. They smell weird. But no, but you never forget that. Yeah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to buy some, get some tickets, some shows, or what are you going to do?
I'm working tonight and tomorrow night.
So you can't go out.
So I can't go out. However, if I were to go out to one of them, I would definitely go to Home for Christmas because I love a good period drama.
Same! I love period drama. Love it.
Out my fantasy.
What's your favourite period drama?
Oh, Downton Abbey.
Really?
However, Vanity Fair was also
I heard that was quite good.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Tess? You know,
I'm not as big of a fan of the period drama.
Man, when you say period drama, I mean, what about Versailles? Did you watch that?
No.
Count me in. Yeah, Versailles was really cool. Exactly. All right, Zoe, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We see you next Friday.
We'll see you
for the final breakfast show next Friday.
It's my birthday.
So, which is, I was just about to say, also Tess's birthday.
Bring in the cakes.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you, Zoe.
No worries.